have to fit into these leather pants.
I'm old.
Breaking down the best four songs. This is Mount Rockmore.
Now that is on the radio. It will be playing while you drive your children to school. Parents are outraged and are pushing to get this thing yanked or at least limited.
Welcome, you headband-wearing candy apple red leather pant. I can't get them on. Rockers, today we will celebrate one of the classic rock great entries from Canada. One of two from the Great White North in this season, number three of Mount Rockmore. So, if you're just out cutting the lawn, maybe working in the yard, just enjoying the grill with ice cold pops this weekend, make that bitch Alexa work a little bit harder. You know what? Demand that your Alexa deliver some of our other Mount Rockmore ventures, like last month's episode where my 15-year-old daughter and my 8-year-old daughter and I selected the four career-defining songs of the pop punk gods Green Day. Or, if the 80s are more your jam, check out the Ozzy Osbourne solo Mount Rockmore, dig deep into a guitar solo tribute to Eddie Van Halen, or just sit back with a Bartles and James or California Cooler and check out our Foreigner Rockmore. On to this week's trip back in time. Now, Loverboy is one of Canada's most iconic rock bands. They were formed in 1979. The band has been a significant player on the Canadian music scene for over 30 years. Loverboy was also one of the first Canadian groups to achieve international success and recognition. The band was formed by guitarist Paul Dean, drummer Doug Johnson, bassist Scott Smith, after leaving their former band, Red Rider, at its peak following a concert in Calgary on November 27, 1979. They were soon joined by lead singer Mike Rena, who had previously worked with Doug Johnson in Helix, and MCA Records recording artist Rick Emmett, who you know well from Triumph, and who I also imagine will be coming up in one of our future Mount Rockmores here. Now, I am fully aware that I may not be able to satisfy every Canadian rocker who actually knows who Helix is. I get it. It makes sense. But if you partied at all in the 80s, chances are your soundtrack included Loverboy. The band captivated legions of loyal fans and helped define the original party rock era of the 1980s. They sold more than 20 million records worldwide and touched generations of music fans. And when that opens your page on the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, there is no debate, you get a goddamn play-in, eh? This is no doubt the song that a lot of people will know fairly well and have heard more than a few dozen, hundred, maybe even thousand times in their lives by now if they were born in the 70s or later, since it's one of the few that Loverboy has that's really been pushed again and again and again, from films to TV to just anyone singing it as they bop down the street. This song has seen a lot of airplay since it was released, and in all honesty, it's got to be one of their best. But it's our play-in on the Mount Rockmore of Loverboy that goes to Working for the Weekend.
Will you come?
That one was featured in Saturday Night Live in a skit where Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze did an elaborate dance-off for a position as a Chippendales dancer working for the weekend was their backing music. But it's carve time now. And when they managed to get signed by Columbia Records, their star began to rise. And eventually, Loverboy were performing upwards of 200 shows a year, which seems like a rather insane schedule, to be honest. But given their amount of fame back in the day, it seems their legendary status had definitely been earned. On to the first song being carved into the mountainside of Mount Rockmore of Loverboy. This is one of Loverboy's songs that you can hear in a lot of different films and TV shows since it's been sort of seen as one of the quintessential 1980s songs that so many people loved back in the day and still do. The video for it is a little crazy, but it's also highly amusing since it kind of sets the groundwork for the whole thing. I mean, the whole Loverboy thing, and gives you a few visuals that leave you scratching your head as you start listening to the music. Plus, when you see their outfits, the instruments, and just the manner in which they move, you knew without a doubt we're talking about the 1980s, which is a good thing and kind of an amusing thing, since all of us recall the 1980s being over the top in a big, big way. Our first track, carved into the mountainside of the Loverboy of Mount Rockmore, goes to Turn Me Loose.
Thank you.
According to YouTube, this is the best Loverboy song, the first single from their debut album. It was a huge hit that reached number 14 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1980 and remains one of Loverboy's best-known songs to this day. In fact, that song was also used in the opening credits of an episode of the TV series Full House. On the way, a clear-cut message in, I would say, at least 95% of Loverboy's songs. As we continue on the Loverboy Mount Rockmore.
It's the Onion Radio News. God is diagnosed with bipolar disorder. This is Doyle Redland reporting. After a diagnosis that explains the confusing and contradictory aspects of the cosmos, the Lord God, creator of the universe and popular longtime deity to billions of followers, was found to suffer from bipolar disorder today. Reverend Dr. J. Henry Juergens.
Sadly, he's not in control of his actions, but he is in control of ours.
Juergens plans to form a support group, Living with a Bipolar Creator Deity, as a forum for all of humanity to discuss their feelings about living in a universe run by an omnipresent loved one, not fully in control of his emotions. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This is a clearly not metrosexual moment in history.
Stephen Hawking, clearly not metro moment, wants to salute a man who didn't waste his days on collecting DVD box sets of Project Runway and Trading Spaces, or making sure his 5 o'clock shadow was perfectly coiffed. No, this real man has devoted his life to the study of cosmology and quantum gravity. That's right, this man has a profession that most of us can't pronounce, let alone understand. The man is Stephen Hawking, and despite hardly being able to move, his brain could kick your ass. He doesn't listen to John Mayer or James Blunt. While sad excuses for men are doing that, Steve is busy doing a little thing called providing theorems regarding singularities in the framework of general relativity. He even has a type of radiation named after him. That's badass. The only thing that carries my name is my underwear. Thank you, Mr. Hawking, for being a real man and for making advancements in cosmopology. Or whatever it is. This has been Lee Camp. For more funny crap, check out leecamp.net and sharkbaby.com.
Breaking down the best four songs.
This is Mount Rockmore.
You are a blinding, brilliant light from heaven.
Welcome back to the Mount Rockmore podcast. If you're liking our podcast and listening to our podcast make you respond with,
"Shut up, bitch!"
then please check out our website, realguyradio.com, and follow us on Twitter at Mount Rockmore, at MTROCKMORE. Give our podcast a rating. Give us a review. Today, we're saluting Loverboy, one of Canada's most iconic rock bands. They have been a significant player for 30-plus years. They're still out and touring right now. In fact, if you go to loverboyband.com, you can see that they are about to kick into a summer and then into fall tour, with the band playing places like the Bay Area of California, Phoenix, Arizona, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, heading to Camden, New Jersey, Toronto, Canada. They are continuing to play. But the next song being carved into our Mount Rushmore of Loverboy songs was written by Mike Reno and guitarist Paul Dean. It was released in 1981 and the following year. The song was a top 40 hit. The band delivered strong, I mean really strong vocals on the music. And the song itself encourages individuals not to live life in total lies. It shows that there is no point in working things out in a relationship, which is a very, 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 very typical Loverboy message in their songs, especially when that relationship is over. Song number two on the Loverboy of Mount Rockmore. Did I say that? Number two on the Mount Rockmore of Loverboy, that would be the proper way to say it, Bauer, is When It's Over.
Surprise!
See, pretty clear the messaging there from Loverboy. They're one of the many bands that people get nostalgic about when they think about their youth and the music they listen to. Back in the day, though, they weren't the biggest name in the industry, but they did tour a lot with some really, really big names. Even Paul Dean, when coming up with the band's name, was flipping through a fashion magazine in 1979. What started as Cover Girl, you know, the makeup, became Cover Boy, and then finally switched it over to Lover Boy. But despite the veracity of their name and their music, their success was anything but assured. Right now, we're halfway through the Mount Rushmore of Loverboy songs. We got two songs to go, only two more to choose from. But first, time for a Loverboy Today You Learned.
Today, today, today you learn. Today, today, today you learn.
Think of it as an After the California Coolers trivia. Today, you learned the cover shot of Loverboy's iconic album Get Lucky was a 13-year-old girl in hot leather pants and an unknown male model's arm. Not one of the band members, and certainly not the butt of Mike Reno. Today, you learned guitarist Paul Dean explained that the first show the band performed was an opening act for Kiss. Talk about nerves. Dean said, "We weren't tight, the bass player was looking at me a little confused, and this was in front of 15,000 rabid Kiss fans. But it was a good show." Today, you learned that the Loverboy founding members were Paul Dean and Mike Reno. The pair met in a warehouse where Dean was jamming with a new band. Reno stopped by with a mutual friend, belted out a few songs, and the two decided to collaborate formally right there on the spot. And today, you learned Loverboy's music video for Lovin' Every Minute of It starts with a lounge band actually named the Hollywood Hillbillies playing Working for the Weekend at a hotel. And that's your Loverboy Today You Learned.
Today, today, today you learn. Today, today, today you learn.
Now, speaking of that song and that video, song number three on the Mount Rushmore of Loverboy goes to Lovin' Every Minute of It.
Let me go. Whoa, whoa. Ah, you want me to come alive?
Loving Every Minute of It, released in 1985, produced by Robert John Mutt Lang. He wrote that song. It was the first single of the band to break the Billboard Hot 100. And in the video, for the very first time in Loverboy video history, Mike Reno got rid of the sweatband he wore in every Loverboy video. But even Canadian legends like Loverboy, even they have songs that didn't quite make the Mount Rockmore cut. Squirming in its last death thralls, blown around in Ballad Gulch like the shriveled up remains of heaven in your eyes. And I advise you, if you have a weak stomach, to turn away from the vultures picking away at the corpse of Almost Paradise along the Ann Wilson Trail. Back to the mountainside. Which Loverboy song featured the songwriting help from both John Bon Jovi and Bon Jovi's guitarist Richie Sambora? That's next on the Loverboy Mount Rockmore.
There are tons of websites and services to help you in locating jobs, but who's there for you during the presentation? Which organization can guarantee the full attention of your potential employer? Lesume Resume Service, the three-dimensional lesbian networking technique sweeping the nation, takes filling the opening to a whole new level. Executive or entry level, our girls will press the flesh for you and will probe for any openings in the HR office. With two hot lesbians all over each other, an employer has never found your fondness for needlepoint and loyalty as captain of the weekend archery team so interesting. You can't even spell CEO, but our girls will make that douchebag from HR think you went to the Harvard of community colleges. When you choose Lesume Resume Service, you'll get to personally meet your lesbians for an oral rehearsal, to dress your lesbians however you please, making needed adjustments for industry-specific positions. And all lesbians provided are currently at or above a combined fourth grade reading level. With Lesume Resume Service, the only performance that matters has nothing to do with your job. Hell, you may even have "I'm an unemployed loser who lives in my mother's basement" under experience, and you'll still get consideration. Fred from ShopRite might think you're an asshole, but Sasha and Tiffany from Hoboken are the only reference you'll need to nail the job. For more information, visit Lesume Resume Service online at rugmunchingresumes.les.
Breaking down the best four songs. This is Mount Rockmore.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
We are down to the last, the final, the oh my god, what am I going to choose for this last final Loverboy track? And how soon after that am I going to use a stapler on my scrotum because I didn't pick correctly? That's what's coming up here on the Mount Rushmore of Loverboy songs. First, we ask you to visit our website at realguyradio.com. Hit up our shop, complete with Mount Rockmore shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops for the summer, and a bunch of other gear. Now, fly with me in my time machine back to 1987. Wildside was the fifth studio album released by Loverboy. This was the first album that the band had that did not go platinum, which signaled a significant decline in the band's popularity. But thanks to what made them so strong in the 80s anyways, videos on MTV, thanks to a video for this song, that video made all of us wannabe rock stars go, man, I want to party with those guys. And thus we found ourselves at the final spot on the Mount Rockmore of Loverboy songs. This song from Wildside peaked at number 24 on the Canadian charts, number 38 on the US charts. The song was written by Todd Searney, John Bon Jovi, Mike Reno, Richie Sambora, and Paul Dean. On August 22nd, 1987, the song debuted at number 91 for 4 weeks. You'll note the familiar writing styles of Bon Jovi, mixed in with the Loverboy sound. Although, if you listen close enough, the riffs might actually sound like a Bon Jovi track. Our fourth and final carving on the Mount Rockmore of Loverboy goes to Na 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 Notorious.
Well, they all move out on the
God damn it, what a good song that is. Man, the pop cultural credibility was cemented for Loverboy in a 30 Rock episode in which Scott Azit's amateur musician, Pete Hornberger, revealed he was actually Loverboy's original bassist.
Rock stars, man. People screaming your name. Hot women throwing themselves at you.
Living on a bus.
I had all that once. For 3 months, back in the early 80s.
Really? What band were you in? What?
Yep, I was in Loverboy. But then I had to choose between staying in the band or taking that college scholarship to study TV budgeting. I made my choice. That part of my life is over.
Hey, it's never too late.
What did you just say?
It's never too late. It's never too late for now. Yesterday's dreams are gone. But today I'm singing this song. Cause it's never too late. It's never too late for now.
We need to start a band.
I think we just did.
Loverboy caught corporate America's eye first with Radio Shack's Super Bowl commercial in which the 80s called they want their store back, and some of that decade's most popular groups take over the retailer. Set over a soundtrack of Loverboy's working for the weekend.
The 80s called. They want their store back.
It's time for a new Radio Shack.
CNN praised the spot, calling it pure commercial genius, a spot-on piece of creativity, crediting it with saving a lame game. Then there was the widely seen Taco Bell spot promoting their breakfast waffle taco, remember that? Which features a prominent mention of a consumer, quote, taking down his Loverboy poster as part of an unabashed pitch to those who grew up in the 80s and are now smack in the middle of the desired advertising demo. Hey, SMFers, hate my picks? Think you could do better? Fine. I welcome your tweet at Mount Rockmore, at MTROCKMORE, and let me know. I might need you to try to help me slip on these. And by slip, I mean really pull hard and shove things down to get into these hot leather pants in the upcoming episodes of Mount Rockmore. And if you remember, Loverboy appeared in an Enterprise National car rental commercial with Patrick Warburton from Seinfeld, David Putty.
Getting a full size and paying for a midsize, as the boys from Loverboy so eloquently noted. I'm loving every minute of it. Go national. Go like a pro.
Then just tell your fellow 80s rockers, we got you covered. We're all in on this lame game of life. And we'll be here for your 40th high school reunion road trip. I'm Bauer. See ya.